Can our brain be full? Sometimes we can ask ourselves a deep question. What is the capacity of the human brain? Is it limited by the organ size? By the number of synapses? By the number of neurons? Scientists long believed that we are born with a certain number of neurons, that we steadily lose neurons throughout life, and that we do not grow any new ones. The evidence seemed clear. In the adult brain, we don't see neurons with mitotic structures that would indicate cell division, nor do we see neurons at different stages of maturation. Also, it is hard to imagine how a new neuron, with its many complex connections, could be inserted into an adult brain. Our lifelong ability to learn has been explained solely by the formation and strengthening of synapses. But one of the most exciting recent discoveries in neurobiology is that new neurons are formed in adult avian and mammalian brains, and that the formation of these new neurons seems to be stimulated by experience and learning. The birth of new neurons was first seen when adult rats were injected with radioactively labeled thymidine, which is incorporated into new DNA when cells divide. It came as a huge surprise when thymidine-labeled neurons were discovered in the brains of these animals. Many reasons were advanced suggesting why these labeled cells could not really be new neurons, and few scientists were ready to give up the old dogma. The debate picked up, however, when Fernando Notebaum and his colleagues at Rockefeller University showed that new neurons are formed in parts of the bird brain responsible for song at the time of the year when birds are ready to mate and males begin to sing. The researchers further showed that sex hormones and hearing song stimulate the birth of new neurons. The discovery of neuron generation in bird brains gave new impetus to mammalian studies, and these studies revealed that two structures of the adult mammalian brain can acquire new neurons. One is the olfactory bulb, not surprising because olfactory bulb neurons extend into the nasal epithelium, which sheds regularly. The other structure is the hippocampus, a brain region involved in forming long-term memories. As in birds, experience and learning stimulate neurogenesis in the mammalian hippocampus. Fred Gage and his colleagues at the Salk Institute have recorded action potentials from new hippocampal neurons in mice, showing that they mature into functional neurons with properties identical to those of older neighboring cells. Many questions arise from these studies. Could neurogenesis be stimulated to repair damage and to counter the effects of aging? Are neurons regularly lost and replaced? Do new neurons facilitate learning? Will you generate new neurons by reading this book?